From Maine Public Radio and MainePublic.org, I'm Nora Flaherty with the news on This Day in Maine, Wednesday, November 27th, 2019.
This Day in Maine is made possible by listeners like you and by the Dempsey Center, making life better for people managing the impact of cancer. Locations in Lewiston and South Portland, DempseyCenter.org. And by Coastal Maine Botanical Gardens, presenting Gardens Aglow, where visitors will see the gardens in a whole new light. Now through December 31st, MaineGardens.org.
A Maine state trooper is on administrative leave with pay as state police and the attorney general review his shooting of a man in a confrontation outside the man's home in Thorndike. Maine Public Safety Department spokesman Steve McCausland said the man was first taken to Waldo County General Hospital in Belfast, then transferred to a Bangor hospital on a life flight helicopter. Officials say the trooper was called to the home because of a domestic disturbance. The investigation is standard procedure when a police officer shoots someone. The Occupational Safety and Health Administration is imposing additional fines on a roofing contractor in Maine charged with the 2018 death of a worker. The new fines of $278,000 bring the total to more than $2 million in fines against Sean Purvis, owner of Purvis Home Improvement Company. OSHA said today that an inspection in May found workers on a roof without protection. The workers were also using inappropriate ladders and had erected scaffolding that was too close to power lines. An attorney for Purvis didn't immediately return a message seeking comment. One of Purvis's workers, Alan Leugnan, fell to his death in December 2018 while climbing down a ladder onto scaffolding without safety gear. That led to a workplace manslaughter charge being filed earlier this year. And AAA is expecting Thanksgiving-related travel this year to be challenging.
We're going to see an extremely busy holiday travel period this year. In fact, it's going to be the greatest volume of travel since 2005.
That's Pat Moody of AAA Northern New England. He says people traveling by plane or via highway this year should factor in additional time.
We're expecting about 55 million Americans to travel 50 miles or more over the holiday period, and that's about a 3% increase over last year.
Moody is urging drivers to plan ahead and to avoid distracted driving. In weather tonight, rain in the south, turning to snow as you move north, lows in the mid-20s to the high 30s. On Thanksgiving, snow and rain ending by early afternoon with highs in the low 30s to the mid-40s. On Friday and Saturday, partly cloudy north in mountains, otherwise sunny with highs in the low 20s to the high 30s, windy on Friday. South Portland residents worried about toxic emissions from nearly 200 fuel storage tanks heard early results from an ongoing air monitoring survey during a city council meeting last night. The Maine Department of Environmental Protection is conducting the testing, which was prompted by the revelation last spring that one fuel tank company had violated the Clean Air Act for several years. As Patty White reports, initial state testing does not reveal anything out of the ordinary, but many residents are alarmed about potential health impacts.
In June, the Maine Department of Environmental Protection began installing 5 air quality monitoring stations in South Portland. All were up and running by early November, and Andy Johnson of the DEP told residents that when the year-long air quality monitoring is completed, it should provide the answer to an overarching question.
Is the air safe to breathe? That's the question we're trying to get at.
The DEP is working in conjunction with the Maine Center for Disease Control, and state toxicologist Andy Smith says so far, the agency is focusing on 3 chemicals associated with fuel: benzene, a known carcinogen, naphthalene, a possible carcinogen, and acrolein, a respiratory irritant.
These are the 3 that either exceed or come closest to exceed any of the health-based guidelines.
Smith cautioned that the sample size is low and more solid conclusions will be drawn after a full year of testing. But currently, levels of benzene and naphthalene are at or below health guideline thresholds. Acrolein's levels are above guidelines, but Smith says that's true across the state, so the results in South Portland are not unique. Even though the data don't appear to show anything alarming, the results did little to allay the concerns of residents like Catherine Chapman. She was one of several who wondered whether the 5 monitoring sites were properly placed.
It seems to be the elephant in the room here. We've got people that are living in the area right next to the tank farms that are suffering, that have health problems, and yet we're not testing the air right there.
others, like Scott Pierce, question the CDC's next steps, which will include looking at rates of emergency department visits in the area for asthma.
I'd just be curious why only asthma is the only health effect that is being looked at. I know there are a lot of other health effects associated with a lot of these compounds.
Much of the frustration expressed by both counselors and residents is that there's so much unknown. And as they wait for answers, they wonder about their own next steps. Julie Filatko says she loves South Portland, but she doesn't know if she and her family should stay.
And with one of our kids having asthma, we've got three other kids, I don't know what we're exposing them to. I want to stay where we are, but I feel like a negligent parent doing that the way it is.
The CDC and DEP say they'll return to South Portland to provide updates on their findings over the course of the year. In the meantime, some city councilors are proposing that South Portland enact a local ordinance with stricter air emission standards than the state. And Rebecca Millette, a Democratic senator who represents South Portland, told residents she plans to submit a bill in the next legislative session that would require the DEP to study how best to monitor air quality around petroleum tanks and control their emissions. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.
And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. Have a great holiday weekend. I'm Nora Flaherty.